Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing today? As you can see, the title is Walking Out of Your Past. I get a lot of questions. Will you be consistent in this walk? You're going to get some endurance that you won't just waver. I was a person that was inconsistent. I start something and I'll be inconsistent. And so, you know, when I find myself in doing things, you know, dealing with my health and dealing with, you know, taking nutritional stuff, you know, I do it for a little bit of time. And then when I don't see no result, I won't do it. That's God saying, boy, you're being inconsistent again. You remember that walk that I had you walking out of? You remember that walk that I had you to walk out of pornography? It's the same walk that you got to walk with your health. It's the same walk that you got to walk in your peace. It's the same walk that you have to walk every single day. So it's not one of these things that just gonna go away very easily. This is a walk that I have to do, and I'm content with it, but just having to do it because it's a lifestyle. It ain't just something that I'm just trying to do because I want to look good, or something that I want to do because I want somebody to see me or whatever. It's not that. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And so me walking out of my past, I had to walk into a new lifestyle. It's not. That's why it became the old things have passed away. And behold, hallelujah. Old things have passed away, and behold, new things have come. So that means I have to have a new mindset. That means I have to have a new heart. That means I have to have a new speech. That means I have to have new ears. I have to have new eyes. I have to have a new heart. I have to have a new walk. I have to have a new talk. I have to have a new everything. I have to think differently. It's a different lifestyle, man. The old things, you can't think the way you used to think. You can't speak the way you used to think. That's why he's saying, walk out of your past. Let your past be your testimony, and let your future be your new thing. That's walking into a new. That's walking into a new. Now you're able to go back and to help and say, okay, listen, here are the strategies that you can use to walk out of depression, to walk out of suicide, to walk out of anxiety, to walk out of lust and perversion, to walk out of adultery, to walk out of seducing, the seducing spirits, to walk out of these things, man. The hurt, the trauma, the pain, the lifestyle, man, the habits that you have that's ungodly, able to walk out of them. No longer are you trapped and snared and bound by them, but now God has given you the keys to unlock the gates, unlock the shackles that have had you bound for so long. You got the keys. Come on. Jesus went to hell and got the keys to free you. You are free. The word says, who the Son says free is free indeed. Man, I'm walking in my freedom. I'm walking in my freedom. I was bound for so long. I'm walking in my freedom. And can't nobody tell me absolutely nothing about being free. I'm happy to be free. Nobody was, hey, you was talking all about my doggone, my bad stuff. Can we talk about this good stuff? Can we have any good thing on the good stuff? Can you respond to the good stuff? Can we do that? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So listen, once again, if you've been bound and you've been sitting in anger, come on, man, let's walk out of anger. Let's walk out of our emotional hurts. Let's walk out of that trauma. You know what I'm saying? Let's walk out. Here, go, fine. Listen. Declarations. Speak over yourself. Man, we got technology now. Whatever you dealing with, you can Google it. You can put it on one of these search engines and find scriptures and start putting these scriptures in your spirit, and then start writing declarations off of these scriptures and start speaking over yourself, because those are the things that I literally had to do. I did it. I read books, you know, read prayers by Apostle Eckhart, Routing Demons. I stayed in that book for a very long time. No, I my mind wasn't even trying to find a scripture. My mind was on, okay, here go, this right here is hitting everything. So I'm reading these things. And all of a sudden, now I see the scripture and I go and look at the story of the scripture and I start reading the scripture. I start reading the chapter. And then all of a sudden, now I'm getting not only that scripture in my spirit, but I'm getting that chapter in my spirit. I did that for a long time. And sometimes I have to go back when God unctions me to go back, or when I feel something bumping into me. I feel something that's trying to attach itself to me, or I find something that's trying to attack my family, trying to attack my wife. I go back to it, and then I learn how to decree and declare over my family. I learn how to do something. Let me tell you, God had a plan for me. He said, son, when you walk back, everything that I showed you, I'm going to give it back to you. And when I tell you he gave it back, he's giving it back to me. I mean, when I say he's giving it back to me, he's giving it back to me. And when I tell you it's more than what I have thought, I'm telling you, when I say it's a lifestyle, I have to change my perspective. He gave me a book that I didn't know that this book, I said this book changed my life, but this book is constantly changing my life because it's a place where I look at something that has totally made my perspective of how I'm supposed to live my life for God differently. This is my new lifestyle as a priest, prophet, and king. This is my new lifestyle. How am I representing my family to God? And how am I representing God to my family? And how am I governing the things that God has asked for me to govern? I'm trying to tell you, here's the day and here's the time where you grab your stuff and you say, no more, devil. I'm walking out of my past. I'm walking out of this thing. You are not going to hold me back. I already know that I have victory over you. I already know that God has given me the keys. For the longest time, you've had these keys and you ain't never unlocked yourself out of it. You've never given unlocked the cell that you've been sitting in. Unlock these chains that you've been shackled to all of this time, because the enemy is so crafty. He'll keep you bound. And here we go. He'll allow other people, he'll use other people to keep you bound, to keep you not seeing that you actually have the keys, because they rehearsing your bad more than you rehearsing it. So don't allow negative speech. Renounce that stuff. Somebody come to you talking about, man, I renounce that. Man, don't even speak that over me. I don't live that. That's not my lifestyle anymore. That's my testimony. That ain't my future. That's not my future. That's my testimony. That's what I used to live. You know what I'm saying? Being a liar, coming out of it, came out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's things that the devil is a liar. And so he was trying to use me he was using me as somebody did a message. Who's your daddy? Who do you resemble the most? And at that time, man, I was lying like I don't know what. So he's the father of lies. So, he had me bound. You know, he had me bound in the past. But truth, come on, the word is the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Come on now, let's just get free. Let's get free today. Let's get free from the past. Let's get free from our hurt. Let's get free from our pain. Let's get free from the disappointment. Let's get free from the depression. Let's get free. Let's get free. We can get free together. Just say, I am free. I am free from my past. I'm free from my past. I'm free from my past. My past will not hinder me anymore. It won't keep me bound. It's my testimony. It's my testimony on how I came out. How I came out. So I pray that this message helps someone. And I pray that it helps the ones that felt like they can't walk out. You can walk out, man. And I'm praying for, if you need a prayer, you need prayer on coming out. I don't care what you're coming out of. You can come, if you're coming out of homosexuality, you're coming out of drugs, you're coming out of perversion, you're coming out of adultery, you're coming out of whatever it is. Father, I decree and declare they're coming out. They're coming out by the droves, Father God. And I thank you that they'll have a place that they will be able to speak it. A place, Father God, that they will be able to feel free, to be able to express themselves, Father God, like freedom now in the name of Jesus. That they are no longer bound in their mind, they're bound in their spirit, bound in their flesh, and bound by words. negative words that have been spoken over them, negative words that have kept them shackled to their past, shackled to the places of death and destruction. But Father, they're being set free now in the name of Jesus. Their minds are set free. Their ears are set free. Their eyes are set free. Their words are their the muzzle is off of their mouth, Father God. Now that they can speak, Father God, they won't feel ashamed anymore. They won't feel depressed anymore or suppressed now in the name of Jesus. But Father, your word says who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I declare that they are free now. Free, Father God, free of the shackles, free of the bondage, free of the darkness, free, Father God, of every demonic plot, plan, employ, every demonic alliance that have kept them locked up and chained up now in the name of Jesus. Father, I break it off of them now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you for sending your Son to pay the ultimate price for our sins, Father. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses us as white as snow. I thank you, Father, that my brothers and sisters are cleansed now. I thank you, Father God, that you are living in them and they're living in you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that the old things have passed away. And I thank you, Father God, that they're walking in their new. They're walking in their new mind. They're walking in their new world, their new heart. They're walking with new ears and eyes to be able to see that scales have been removed and they can see the hope of their calling. No longer will they feel like they're walking in a dark place. No longer are they walking, Father God, walking and not even moving, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, I break all rested development stages that'll keep them bound and stuck in one lifestyle and one stage of maturity. Now in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for maturity now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of offense that'll cause them to be offended by words now. In the name of Jesus. And by actions now. In the name of Jesus, I break all forms of rejection and abandonment. I break the spirit of loneliness now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all forms of Jezebel and Ahab. I bind role reversals in marriages. I bind all forms of dysfunction in marriages. Now in the name of Jesus, I break all forms of broken communication now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Shaddai. I break all forms of divorce and separation. Father God, I thank you for breathing life on dry bones, breathing life on dead marriages now. In the name of Jesus, Father, breathe life upon it. Bring it out now. Bring it forth now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the people, Father God, speak differently, hear differently, function differently. Now in the name of Jesus, Shandodo Basada, I bind all forms of witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hexes and vexes now. All potions now. In the name of Jesus, Father, all root going to the root doctor now. In the name of Jesus, Shada Rubasa, I break it off now in the name of Jesus. Shekede Ando Ramasanda Rabaka Ilya Sando. Father, every negative word that is spoken by people of envy and jealousy, now in the name of Jesus, I break it off now, Father God. I say that it is returned and boomerang back now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I block that. I break that little boy spirit, that little spirit that'll want to run, that want to whimper and cry. I bind the victim spirit. Oh's me, woe's me. I'm a victim. I bind it now in the name of Jesus. I declare that they are victorious. I decree and declare that they are no longer bound. They are no longer shackled. They are no longer stuck in that same place now in the name of Jesus. Father, you'll call for us to be a breaker. Father, we operating in a breaker's anointing, that everything that is not holy, everything that is not godly, we cancel all soul ties now. We cancel the other, every soul tie that goes back to our youth. Now in the name of Jesus, we come back, we come up against all forms of memory recall that'll cause us to rehearse negative thoughts, negative things now in In the name of Jesus, we come up against all forms of insomnia that'll cause us not to sleep now. I bind all terror that come by night. Now in the name of Jesus, I come up against the dream killer that'll cause us not to dream. I decree and declare that we will dream again now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the visions come forth now. In the name of Jesus, Shandoramasa, everything that'll cause their vision to be blurry, I decree and declare that you called it 2020 season, that their vision, Father God, is clearer now than it was ever. Now in the name of Jesus, they know who you have called for them to be. I bind all false identity. I bind the thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, to steal their identity now. In the name of Jesus, I bind it now. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father, for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Father, we plead the blood over our households. We plead the blood over our marriages, the blood over ourselves, the blood over our jobs, the blood over our destiny and purpose. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, continue to orchestrate our steps. Father, we come up against high blood pressure. Now, I say it's canceled out of the DNA. We come up against diabetes that operates in the DNA, that operates in the bloodline. We cancel it out, Father. Father, you sent forth your word to heal and deliver. And Father, as I speak healing, I decree and declare healing, Father, from cancer, healing from diabetes, healing from high blood pressure, healing, Father God, from hypertension, healing, Father God, from asthma, healing, Father God, now in the name of Jesus, Father God, from arthritis now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we say that we will forgive one another, that we will encourage one another. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, we will lift each other up. Father God, now in the name of Jesus, that we will be healed and be whole again. Now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All forms of cancer, all stages of cancer, Father, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for going through the hospitals and healing. I thank you for testimonies of people being healed. Things. I thank you, Father God, for good reports, the people that are waiting for a report from the doctor. I thank you, Father God, that as they come back from their test, the test that is being taken, Father God, that the doctors can't find anything. I thank you right now that you're doing it, Father, that you're doing it now. Your angels are descending and ascending according to the words that are being spoken now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we break the spirit of fear now. Fear, Father God, you have given us power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Father God, for self-discipline. Now, in the name of Jesus, upon each and every person, Father God, that is upon this line, they're disciplined, Father God, to walk out your love, to walk out your power. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing that is upon the lives, Father God, of your people. Now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that their faith, Father God, that they're operating in a new level of faith. Now, in the name of Jesus. Father, the faith that was diminishing, the faith, Father God, that was disappearing from them. I thank you, Father God, that they have a newfound faith now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Father God, that as you're taking them through new places, you're taking them through new things, that their faith is increasing. I say, faith arise now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that faith without works is dead. And I declare that the work is being put in now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for witty inventions and witty ideas, Father God. Creative mindsets are being released upon this line. Now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, it is you that give us power to create wealth. And Father God, we thank you for a wealthy mentality. We thank you, Father God, that we operate in a spirit of wealth. We thank you, Father God, that we operated in a spirit of abundance, a spirit of more than enough, that we're able to help others, that we're able to help others out of our overflow. Father, let overflow fall into us. Let our bank accounts be in overflow. Let our barns be in overflow. Let our presses be in overflow. We thank you, Father God, that you're pressing us into a new place, Father, that you're pressing us into a new level. You're shifting our minds. You're shifting our hearts. You're shifting our words now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we yield to your shift. We yield to your way. We yield, Father God, to all that you have for us, all that you have called for us to do, that you are the one. You are our King. You are our Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ. You are, Father God. Hey, I shed it, I shundo. the Rosh Hashanah, the supreme creator. You are the awesome God. You are a wonderful God. Father, we just spend time thanking you for who you are and what you are to us, Father. You are forgiving God. You have forgiven us our sins. You have forgiven us for the things that we have done in our past, Father God. You have washed them away, Father God. You have looked at upon us, Father God, like we have never ever sinned, Father God. And we operate in a repentance place, a repentant state, in a repentive position now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we position ourselves as a humble servant now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we serve you, Father. And all that we do it unto you now. In the name of Jesus. And we break every cycle that we have been in that have caused us to go around in circles over and over and over. Father God, we say that the circles are broken. We say that the circles of bad health are broken. We say that the circles, that the cycles that we have lived in over and over, Father God, are being broken now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you have released us out of those cycles now. In the name of Jesus, the cycles of bad habits. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, deliver us, deliver our appetite now. Our appetite for food, our appetite for sex, our appetite, Father God, that are craving, that cause us to do ungodly things now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we break it now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are delivered. Our senses are delivered. Our soul is being delivered. Our heart is being delivered. Now, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, because you are holy and you are righteous and you are a just God. We thank you right now. I thank you. I thank you for my helpmeet that is suitable. I thank you for the one that you have called for me to push me, to propel me, Father God, into a new place daily. In the name of Jesus, I cover each and every woman, Father, woman, a wife now, helpmeet now. Father God, protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Protect them, Father God, from the harsh words. Protect them, Father God, from all forms of abuse, physical, mental, and verbal, and spiritual abuse. Now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the trauma, Father God, that have been caused to them, Father God, that you're healing it now, that they will be in position, Father God, to be the helpmeet that is suitable that you have called for them to be now. In the name of Jesus, no longer will they rehearse, Father God, the pains of the past. No longer will they rehearse how they've been victimized now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, you are able to heal them. You're able to restore them. You're able to make them whole again. And Father, I speak it now over them. I say that they're whole again, that they're new again, that they're revived, that they're rejuvenated, they're reset, rebooted now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every priest, prophet, and king, that every man that is have your heart, Father God, I decree and declare that they're coming out of the cave, that the ones that have been bound to the world, I decree and declare that they're coming out of the world, they're coming out of from the seducing spirit, they're coming out of adultery, they're coming out of drugs, they're coming out of alcohol, they're coming out of perversion, they're coming out of pornography, they're coming out of everything, Father God, that have caused them to not look like you now. In the name of Jesus, every cycle that they operated in, I bind the anniversary spirit that keeps coming back over and over and over. I cancel at the same time in the next year. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I cancel all forms of pride, all forms of Leviathan, all forms of all things that operate in the emotions and the ego. I cancel it now out of the emotions now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I break off the seducer that's trying to seduce now. In the name, trying to seduce the men, or the men trying to seduce women. I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I break off of false religion now. Fake religion now. In the name of Jesus. All forms of religion now. Now the name shut up by Sakarabasan. A religious spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Hashikarabasanda. Father, you are setting them free now. Father, you're bringing them into a new place. Father, they lean, they rely, and they trust in you now. In the name of Jesus, they're seeking your face. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom. And Father, we seeking the kingdom now. They're seeking the kingdom now. They're seeking the light, Father. You said that the steps of a righteous man, I decree and declare that these men are righteous, Father, that they're coming into the right standings with you. I thank you, Father God, that they're able to see some of the righteous, Father God. They're able to see someone that is righteous, someone that is an example of righteous, that they will be able to speak to someone that is righteous. righteous, Father God. And that righteous person, Father God, will speak righteousness over them now. In the name of Jesus, they will pray righteousness over them. They will declare righteousness over them. They will prophesy righteousness over them. I decree it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything that had them bound, that they had them feeling like they couldn't be righteous, Father God, they're being released from it now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that everyone is on this line, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they'll be in vessels for you, that they'll be in vessels for you, that you pour in your glory upon them, that they are glory carriers, that wherever they go, Father God, your glory goes. I thank you, Father God, that wherever you are, wherever they are, you are present, Father God. You're omnipresent. You're all places. You're all knowing, Father God. And we thank you that you know the hurt. You know the pains, Father God, and that you are speaking something new into us, that you are downloading something new into us. And Father, our ears are open to you. Our heart is open to you. Our words are new to you. I decree and declare it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. And I bless you right now. I bless each and every person upon this line. Let your words be different. Let your words be different. Speak to God differently. Speak to God differently. Hallelujah. Just speak to God differently. God wants to hear the boldness to come out. He wants to know that you're confident in who you are. You're confident that he will do it, that you're speaking it with confidence. Yes, confidence. You're not timid. You're not walking around with a maybe he might do it. No, you're speaking it like it's already done. Speak it like it's already done. Call those things that be not as though they already were. Speak this thing. Stop being timid. Stop sitting back. Get out of the shadows and emerge. Come forth. Come forth like a roaring lion. Come forth like a lioness. Come forth. Come forth. Speak differently. Let us all speak differently. Let us lift each other up. When we find ourselves speaking something negative or thinking something negative, let us cast it down. Don't speak negative over your spouse. Don't speak negative over your life. Don't speak negative. Don't get out of that failure spirit. No longer are you a failure, but you have victory. You are a winner. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. You are a conqueror. Then now it's time to conquer your fears. It's time to conquer your past. It's time to conquer those things that had you snared and bound. It's time to conquer them. Let's get the ammunition. Let's get your declarations. Let's get the help that you need to get yourself out of a situation that's caused you for year after year after year after year to do the same thing. Let's get out of that cycle. It's time to break cycles now. This is the time to break cycles. Come on, let's break cycles so you can come out of your past. Let's walk out of your past. Let's walk out of your past. Let's walk out of those cycles that have caused you to do the same thing every day, all day. This is that day. Come on. Here's your encouragement. Lord, I thank you for the prayers that have just been prayed. I thank you, Father God, that they hit the bullseye. I thank you, Father God, that is going into the highways, the byways, going into every man, woman, and child's world, that they will be set free, that they will no longer have to find themselves bound and hurt, but Father, they are being set free. I declare it over their lives now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, you got to do what God called you to do. Whatever God asks you to do, there's grace in it, there's mercy in it, there's favor in it, there's a whole lot in it, a whole lot in it. And the enemy does not want you to walk in that purpose. He doesn't want you to walk in that purpose because let me tell you, you think that purpose is just about you. That purpose is about a whole lot of other people. It depends, and God is using you, and he's depending on you to see if you're going to actually be the one that, I mean, there's so many people out here in this world. It's so many people. It's enough people out here, but the labels are few. The labels are few, but God is like, listen, I need more laborers. If you're called to something to raise up people, to raise up leaders, to raise up, you know, schools, to raise up and do all of these things, then that means that things are being reproduced. That means that you're producing more servants. You're producing more Christians. You're producing more people that will go out and fight, that will go out and do the things of God. Because let me tell you, I never thought that my lifestyle and what I had to come out of would be able to help others and to be able to do it. I was a selfish person. I was a me, myself, and I. It was all about me. I ain't care nothing about anybody else. If I ain't care about my family, I ain't care about my wife and my kids, I promise you I wasn't caring about none of y'all. I was caring about myself. But you know what now? My heart is so different and my words are so different. I feel the burden of everybody. I'm like, God, why do I have to care? You ask for the, you ask for your calling. You ask to understand who you are. You ask to be who I, you know, to walk in what I've called for you to walk. And that this is that. So you have to carry these. You have to carry these, this weight. And this weight ain't easy. This is not a light weight. This weight is heavy. It's heavy. And so God said, I built you for this. And so I have to continue to work my spiritual stamina. I have to get strong in the spirit. I have to decree and declare. I have to listen. I listen to a lot of messages. I listen to a lot of teachings because I have to get my spirit man strong, because I have to carry the weight, and I'm okay with it. I ain't running from it. It's in my bloodline. And I'm that one. And so I step up to the mic. Hey, I step up. So listen, once again, man, I thank y'all for joining me. I thank y'all for coming on. Listen, if you haven't heard it, go back to it. You know, if somebody, you know, somebody needs some words of encouragement, man. If you feel like you can't walk out of your past, then the devil is a liar. You can walk out your past. Your past gonna be your testimony, and the devil don't want you to, he don't want you to tell your testimony. So when you, as you walking out, God gonna give you the grace and the mercy to walk this thing out, because the grace and mercy follows you all the days of your life. And so it's there. So once again, y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful time, man. Enjoy the day. And if you're that person that feel like you can't get out of your past, then you listen to this message. If you know somebody that's rehearsing their past over and over and over, and it seems like they can't get out of their past, you need to send this to them. And so let them feel and let them know that they can come out. All right? Hey, y'all be blessed, man. Y'all have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.